Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's The Who, bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with Rick Lepsinger, a longtime Brain Trust member, president of On Point Consulting, LLC. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find his website. The co-author of a number of books, or author or co-author, of Flexible Leadership, also Virtual Team Success, which is kind of what we're talking about this visit, and also Closing the Execution Gap. These books are available wherever books are sold. Rick, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about cooperating versus competing, and you told us in the previous segment that humans are hardwired to be more likely to compete with someone else than they are to cooperate with them, and what you said was we have to have, leadership has to establish common goals that everyone can accept and buy into, so that now that we know what we're working on, now all we have to decide is how are we going to get there and what's it going to look like, right?
Right, exactly right. And it could be, the shared goals can be like a hard metric, or it could be a common value, you know, like customer service or safety or quality. But you've got to have some platform upon which people can sort of put aside their own individual needs to be able to come together for a common good. And then the other thing that you need, in addition to the shared goals, is you've got to have clear roles. And what I mean by that is really defining what cooperation looks like and when do you need to cooperate. And a lot of that is about also, in addition to defining where your job starts and the other person's job ends and where the handoff is, but it's also about defining and clarifying decision authority, meaning who has the final say? Because what you're trying to do is not always have it be the boss. If every decision has to always come up to the manager, to the leader, to the owner, it slows things down. What you're trying to do is make it so people closest to the action can make the decision. But when they're working across functions, it's not always clear who has the final say. So you're trying to clarify that on the front end so it's a little smoother. And you get more of the cooperation now.
Well, and when you're working like this too, Rick, can't you establish? You know, if you're the leader, you're the owner. Let's say you're building a website, for example. You establish what the website's supposed to accomplish. You give them a little bit of an idea about what you'd kind of like for it to look like. Just some starter thoughts, and then let your team go to work. And say, okay, I'd like to get a report every week on where you're going, and that way we can talk about whether we were onto something or not.
Yeah, no, absolutely, and it also goes beyond the delegation side, because then once you say to the team, get to work, and I want you guys to put together your best first pass, and then we'll review it periodically. Among those team members, it has to be clear, like for which decisions and activities do I have the final say, and for which decisions and activities do you have the final say, so we can figure out how to work together, as opposed to everybody trying to decide everything for everybody else and just sort of dipping in, even when it might not be my area of expertise, but it might impact me, so I want to say something about it, but it might not be my call. You have to work that out ahead of time, otherwise you get a lot of people bumping into each other. And you get more of the competing than the cooperating.
Every team has strong personalities and sort of passive test personalities.
Yeah.
How do you make sure everyone's voice has an opportunity to be heard?
Yeah. Well, the key is to both work this out on the front end and to make it a group conversation. And it helps if it's facilitated. In other words, you wouldn't necessarily leave unless they're a high-performing team, and some teams can work this out on their own.
Mm-hmm.
But you might want to make it help facilitate it so that way some individuals don't dominate and make a choice that's in their best interest, but not necessarily in the team's best interest. But you need to be able to facilitate a conversation where everybody has an opportunity to express their point of view and not feel, you know, either intimidated by or run over by other folks.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and that's the tricky part, because oftentimes the passive folks are very thoughtful and they often have some really good ideas, but they're just not willing to duke it out with the strong folks.
Right, and that's why you work it out on the front end. That's why you work it out before you get
you
into
the activity. You have to anticipate that, right.
Yeah, right.
You can't be naive about whether the personalities are going to all have their say. Rick, yeah. I got about 40 seconds. Last thoughts on this.
Yeah, I guess it's just on that last piece, it's not enough to ask people to work well together. You really have to put structure and agreements in place so people can work well together.
So basically what I'm hearing from you is if you're going to have a team that's going to be successful, you got to set them on the right path in the beginning and get the personalities right, set the things up so the personalities can work together, cooperate, not compete, and then you got to have the right track to put them on too, don't you?
Right, exactly right. I mean, they might work it out on their own eventually, but what you're trying to do is accelerate the team formation, and these are the things that will help them.
Right. Hey, Rick, thanks for being here. Good job today. Give us the website again, please.
It's onpointconsultingllc.com.
Check it out, ladies and gentlemen. All these books are there, too. Hey, Rick, come back soon.
I will, and have a good holiday.
You too. Rick Lipsinger, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. And pull it all down.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.